Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio ang mga natatanging mga alagad ng simbahan na may ginintoang boses mula Bukidnon. Sila po ay narito para sa konserto sa Melbourne na magsisimula ngayong araw ng Biyernes. Kasama po natin si Monsignor Jose Cabantan ng Diocese ng Malaybalay, si Father Boy Cagatin at si Father Duffy Quesada. Maayong adlaw sa inyo.
Maayong adlaw.
Well, daghan salamat sa inyong panahon.
Daghan salamat sa invitation.
Daghan salamat po. Higayon.
Sa inyo pong paglalakbay ngayon, mayroon po kayong mga konserto na magfa-fundraise para sa simbahan, para sa natatanging pangangailangan ng mga kapwa ninyo, mga pare, sa kanilang pagretiro, hindi po ba?
Opo. Ang title ng aming konserto is Paraiso. Si Father Duffy ang makabigay ng kahulugan.
Paraiso is a concert of stewardship, gratitude, and joy. Paraiso talks about how man deals and takes care of nature, how grateful he is even for the most minute contribution it offers to him, and the condition of his heart to be joyful at all times, regardless of circumstances.
Para po ito sa pagretiro. Tama po ba? Isa sa mga beneficiary nilo ay yung retirement
home. Yeah, the proceeds of this concert is the retirement home or the ongoing medical assistance for of the clergy.
Monsignor, sa atin po ba, anong edad po nagre-retiro?
Iba-iba ang diocese, iba-iba ang palisiya ng pagretiro. Sa amin, hanggang 75, no? Kasi kailangan din magawa ng bahay saan sila papunta pag retiro. Kung wala, so asaan natin sila ilagay? So in some dioceses, they've also started to build up their own retirement home. In our case, we're just, most of our priests are young, and we are just preparing also for our elderly priest. So right now, one of our elderly priest still serves in the parish. No.
At kayo po ay nakatira sa parokya, hindi po ba? Sa bahay sa parokya?
Opo.
Wala po kayong mga sari-sariling tahanan na inuuwian pagkatapos ng, kumbaga, office hours?
Iyan ang dream din namin na pag mag-retiro na, kasi mahirap din uwi ka sa bahay nang wala ka ng mga kapatid. Matanda na rin kapatid mo. So kung may retirement home, isang option is doon sila mag retiro para...
Sa ngayon po, kung sa mga ibang parokya, saan po pumupunta yung mga nagretiro na?
Yung iba, nandiyan pa rin sa parokya, kasi maski hindi na sila active sa parish, so tinitake care ng parish, no? Pero ibang diocese, meron na silang retirement home.
Yung buhay ninyo ay inaalay ninyo, hindi po ba, sa simbahan at sa pag-aaruga ng mga kabilang sa parokya, hindi po ba? So pag mga gantong panahon po, pag may nangangailangan, may malaking pangangailangan, nagkasakit, at hindi kaya ng simbahan o ng parokya ang gastusin, saan po humuhugot?
Minsan, naghihingi ng contribution sa mga tao. That's why we have also built up a system as of now from the remittances of the parish. There is some percentage that goes to for the clergy, no, for the healthcare of the clergy, which is still very minimal. That's why we have to we need to build it up to address that need.
Kasi po yun yung po yung mga bagay-bagay na ngayon lamang na pagtutuunan ng pansin, hindi po ba? Dahil sa atin nga, sabi nga nila, mahal magkasakit.
Yes,
bawal,
yes,
magkasakit.
Yes.
So yung mga gantong bagay-bagay na hindi natin napag-isipan o hindi napag-isipan nung una, ito na po yung mga pinaghahandaan ngayon.
Opo.
Sa Malaybalay po, sikat po siya na parang pag napunta kayo doon ay parang paraiso. Gano'n po ba, sa mga hindi pa nakakarating sa bukid noon, gano'n po ba kalaki yung Malaybalay? Father Boy.
But you talk about Malaybalay like a paraiso because it has a lot of things that you could find there, especially food, abundance. It is an agricultural place. Yeah, people. It is a place of which we can have a lot of things. Food, we do have our own. We do produce our own. The climate is so good. people are
medyo
so
malamig, hindi
yeah,
ba?
Malamig. The climate is so good enough for people to be comfortable with, and we grow a lot of products, fruits, and all of those things. And so,
ang picture ko po lang malay-balay ay parang maraming mga ranchero.
Yes, of course. Because the place and the climate is good enough, or quite good enough for raising animals and all of those.
So kumbaga po ay parang nasa abroad.
Yeah.
And so kayo po ba'y lahat galing ng lumaki sa Bukidnon o doon lamang na destino?
I was born in Bukidnon, Del Monte. I was raised there, and I was also.
My parents were from Iloilo, but I was born also in Bukidnon.
Mm. Mm. So karamihan po sa inyo sa parokya ay lokal na taga Bukidnon.
Yes,
tubong Bukidnon.
Majority.
Mm. Paano naman po nabuo yung singing priests ng Bukidnon?
There was a time when we come to realize that we have to build up the community of priests, and one way to build up such is basically to organize them in a way of singing. When we also, the one reason also is for us to have some evangelization. We can possibly evangelize the people by way of singing and showing how priests are living a kind of a community. It is much. It is the best way. One of the best way for people to know and for people to see how we love each other. A kind of a way of telling them this is how we live. It is not a life being isolated, but it is a life of so much joy, so much happiness. And we believe, priests, we do believe together, our bishop, that if we will do it this way, then people would be strengthened, people would believe, and people would be attracted to the church. It's one way also.
Kasi sa atin, di ba, mga Pinoy, mahilig kumanta.
Yeah.
So parang yun yung isang bagay na iinganyahin nyo na magbumuo ng pagkakomunidad, hindi po
ba? It's a way of attracting them too.
Yeah. Ano-ano po, sino po ang nagsasanay sa inyo? Kayo po ba, Father Boy?
We contribute. Priests do have talents in singing and in doing some music arrangement, and we help each other. Yeah, that's our life as a community. But we do request other people also to help us out because we don't have much time.
Sino po ang nagsasabing ako, kailan magsanay tayo ng araw na ito? Kailan mag-training tayo ngayon, mag-practice tayo?
Music director.
Yeah, we have the music director. Ito po.
Si Father Duffy.
Because I'm assigned the seminary and it's in the heart of Bukidnon, Malaybalay.
So kayo po yung may sakit ng ulo na.
Yeah. Actually, the concept para iso, it is a product of the encyclical letter of Pope Francis, Laudato Si,
which means
on care for our common
care
home.
For our common home.
So our way of promoting the encyclical of our Holy Father is by way of singing,
so
evangelization through music. Yes.
Awitin po ba ninyo puro original o mga covers?
Covers.
Ano-ano po yung mga maririnig natin sa konsyerto?
Talks about how to take good care of our Mother Earth, how are we connected to each other, and how we are dependent to each other, especially with Mother Nature. Mm.
So ano po yung mga, ika nga nila, paboritong kanta na pwede nilang mapakinggan sa concert ninyo?
Of course, Paraiso.
Smoky Mountain.
Yeah, but it's the pop version.
Wow. Yeah. Yun po yung arrangement ninyo.
Yeah.
Meron ba dyan Justin Bieber?
We have Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Wow, Bruno Mars.
Carpenters.
Abba.
So, kumbaga ay para sa lahat.
Para sa
lahat ng generation. Pwedeng dalin yung mga millennials, pwede rin sa mga naging millennials na.
Kasi it's one way to make them happy, to feel something that the world is nice to live with by way of songs and all of those things.
Ano po yung mga maaari ninyong ihabilin sa mga kababayan natin dito, Monsignor?
As Father Dupong have said, the concert is on stewardship, no? And being a steward is first of all to acknowledge that everything is a grace from the Lord. And our first disposition is to thank God for everything that He has given us, our life and our common home, the earth, which we are asked to take care of. They are gifts given from the Lord as stewards. So that is what we are called for, to take care as a way of thanksgiving.
Busy po pala kayo hanggang katapusan ng June, mula Broad Meadows magtatapos sa Wodonga. Imbitahin po natin sila, Father Duffy.
Yeah, we're inviting everyone. If you want to enjoy And if you want to, again, take the concrete steps to take part of Pope Francis in his encyclical Laudato Si, so please come, support, and have fun with us as you watch us perform Paraiso.
Daghang salamat, Monsignor, Father Boy, at Father Duffy.
Daghang salamat po. Daghang
salamat.
Panalangin ko sa habang buhay, makapiling ka, makasama ka, yan ang panalangin ko. At hindi papayag ang pusong ito, mawala ka sa aking piling, mahal ko iyong dinggin. Wala nang iba pang mas mahalaga sa tamis ng dulot ng pag-ibig nating dalawa. At sana naman makikinig ka kapag aking sasabihin minamahal kita.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.